This is the Sakar Murli of 14th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, never become tired of the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is the storms of body consciousness that make you tired. Become soul conscious and your tiredness will be removed. Question. Which sanskar spoils your elevated fortune for 21 births? Answer. If anyone has the sanskar of sulking and sulks with the father or this study, that one's fortune becomes spoilt for 21 births. This is why Baba says, sweet children, never have any wrong type of intoxication due to body consciousness, such as how you explained to so many and how you helped so many people. Look how great an authority Baba is, and yet he is so egoless. Therefore, see the Father. Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. You sweetest, long lost and now found, beloved children, heard the song. The children who are serviceable and who are immersed in yoga very quickly understand the meaning of it. The night of us travellers of the night, that is, of us Brahmins, is now coming to an end. The path of devotion is called the night. Half of this cycle, which means the night, is coming to an end. There is also a limited day and night. There is the day of Brahmins, which is half the cycle, and the night of Brahmins, which is the other half. At this time, when the Father comes, there is darkness. It is the time of the first light of dawn. Morning is about to come. You children know, and the Father now says, sweetest children, don't become tired on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There are physical pilgrimages on which people used to go by foot. They would travel very slowly and make several stops at rest houses built along the way. They were aware that they had to stop at certain destination points. Previously, they used to go by foot with a lot of love and devotion, and that would take a lot of effort. This is very easy. This is called easy remembrance or yoga. You just have to remember the Father. To become tired means to become body conscious. Yes, there is no doubt that there will be obstacles of Maya, but you mustn't become tired of this. When you become tired, you become body conscious. The Father says, children, you have to work for the livelihood of your bodies. You have permission for that. 8 hours for your livelihood, 8 hours of rest, and give 8 hours to this. However, no one gives the full 8 hours. At the end, you will be able to stay in this remembrance for 8 hours. Continue to increase your chart. When you come and sit here, you are helped to remember Baba, and this is called conducted meditation. You come and sit here in remembrance of Baba. This doesn't mean that it is only when you come and sit here that you have to remember him. There are many who think of just sitting down in yoga for 5 to 10 minutes. But the Father says, while carrying out your business, and when you are going here and there, stay in yoga. When people go to bathe in the Ganges, they continue to chant the name of Rama. Here you don't have to chant anything, but you simply have to remember the Father. That Father only speaks to you, children. Your benefit is in the pilgrimage of remembrance. You mustn't become tired of this. Many storms will come in this. They are not dust storms, etc. When storms of Maya come, the intellect's yoga breaks. Then, when you become body conscious, you remember your business and children. The father says, all of that business, etc., is to be finished. Your children now won't be able to become heirs, because everything is to be destroyed. Now the heirs of the unlimited father are here. Limited inheritances are to finish. Wealthy people think that when their children grow older and get married, they will become this or that. The father says, there isn't that much time left now. Therefore, completely remove all attachment from the world. This is a graveyard. If you die while worrying about your business or children, etc., you will ruin yourself unnecessarily. If you remember Shiv Baba, there will be great prosperity. By becoming body conscious, everything is ruined, and by becoming soul conscious, there is prosperity. The more you stay in remembrance, the greater the inheritance you receive for your future 21 births. By not staying in remembrance, there will be a great loss. That will then be a loss for cycle after cycle. It is a matter of such great loss. You should think about how to claim your full inheritance. There shouldn't be too much greed for wealth. You shouldn't become involved in anything too much. When someone goes bankrupt, he worries so much that he completely forgets Shiv Baba. Then they blame this knowledge and say that it was because they came on this path that they went bankrupt or that they became ill. You should never think in that way. When there is any illness, etc., it is the suffering of your karma, and it is good that all your karmic accounts are being settled. Illness is better than the stick from Dharamraj. The suffering of karma has to be settled. These bodies are greatly diseased. They have to be looked after so much. While moving along, they sometimes just stop. Some even have heart failure. Such an old world should be completely removed from the intellect. When children see their father is having a new house built for them, their hearts move away from the old one. They say, Baba, have the new house built quickly. There are a lot of problems in this old house. You also know that this old world is very dirty. This is your unlimited renunciation. Those people renounce their homes and families. It is called limited renunciation. You renounce the vices. The father says, break all relationships with your bodies and bodily relations and constantly remember me alone. Forget this world that you see with your eyes. Your intellect knows that you are now making effort for the kingdom of heaven. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge. All of it is to be turned into a graveyard. Don't have any love for it. Nowadays, people have a lot of money, and so the vices have become so much more forceful. The vice of lust has become so strong, they cannot stay without the vice of lust. They remain pure for 4 to 5 years, and then some write, Baba, today he was influenced by the evil spirit and dirtied his face. He suffered such a blow. He fell right down from the 5th floor. First is body consciousness. As soon as you fall from a height, you are completely crushed and everything is finished. All your bones are completely broken. It then takes time to make effort. This is the biggest blow. This is why Baba says lust is the greatest enemy. Indulging in vice is called impurity. You say, Baba, make us pure from impure. It was only in Bharat that they were completely viceless. Bharat was completely viceless. Bharat is now vicious. Those of the Sun dynasty are called completely viceless. Although there is no mention of vice in the kingdom of Rama, the degrees still continue to decrease. 1,250 years passed, and so the strength of the world decreased that much. This is why it is first Satopradhan, and it then becomes Sato. You wish to follow Mama and Baba and become the Sun dynasty emperors and empresses. There is no question of difficulty or expense in this. You don't even need to say anything. Just stay in remembrance. This is called easy yoga. It requires a lot of effort. All of you in front of Baba are Maharatis. There has to be full yoga in this. For only then can the arrow strike the target. This is the power of yoga. Yoga is lacking a great deal. There are many obstacles in yoga. The unlimited father tells you, sweetest children, never sulk with the father or the study. If you sulk, you sulk with your fortune for 21 births. Even very good children begin to sulk. They have the intoxication of body consciousness, of how they explained to so many. When there is arrogance of the body, they fall. There should be no arrogance in this. Does Shiv Baba have any arrogance? He is so egoless, and yet he is such a great authority. He says, I enter an ordinary body in an ordinary home. I don't come to the home of a wealthy person. Therefore, children, you should now wake up. Baba gives you very good tactics. The delay is only because of you children. According to the drama, your stage hasn't yet become that strong. As you make further progress, you will become strong. We tell the government that heaven will be established in this many years. When people read this in the newspapers, they will come and ask you about this. Establishment has to take place in a few years, and so destruction too will definitely take place. Many will come. This property, etc., is only for a short time. You don't consider this property to be your property. You know that all of this is only going to remain for a short time longer. These buildings, etc., have been built for you to stay in, because many children come to Madhaban to be refreshed. Madhaban is the head office. What are you doing today, and what will you do tomorrow? You are doing tapasya today, and you will then go to Delhi and Vrindavan and rule the kingdom. You have to show very clearly how your memorial exists here. Whatever we do now, we also did that 5,000 years ago. First of all, temples to Shiv Baba are built. The Dilwala temple, etc., were built later on. Everything has to be done using the intellect. If you want to work out when the Dilwala temple was built, you can do so. This is an accurate memorial of ours. You know that it is a memorial of establishment. You sweetest children should experience a lot of happiness. All of these methods have to be invented to increase service. There is a saying, when Rama went, Ravan also went, and along with him went his big family. Look how big the family of Ravana is, and look how small the family of Rama is. The praise is correct, but no one can understand it. The father sits here and explains, but in spite of that, there isn't that faith. You definitely have to perform actions for the livelihood of your bodies. Serviceable children, the Pandavas, can take sustenance from this government. We have to give them sustenance. The stage of the children has to be accordingly. Everything of this world has to be forgotten in remembrance of Baba. Those who remain strongly intoxicated on the pilgrimage of remembrance will have a very strong stage. When you leave your bodies, it will be in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Similarly, sannyasis leave their bodies in remembrance of the Brahma element, and there is dead silence in the atmosphere at that time. Baba has experienced that when someone dies, there is dead silence in the family. It is the same here. At the end, it will be as though you forget everything. We now have to return home. Body consciousness continues to be renounced. At the end, you should leave your bodies in the happiness and cheerfulness of where we are going. That's all. When you have such a stage, you will become worthy of being threaded in the rosary of victory. You have a current of peace. When anyone comes, he says, there is a lot of peace here. This is real peace. The soul becomes detached from the body. You souls know that you are embodiments of peace. We sit down in our original religion. No human being can stay without performing actions. What can those people not do with Hatha Yoga? You now understand that your original religion is peace. We came here to play our parts, and we now have to return home. The father says, remember me, and also remember your home. By remembering the father, you receive the inheritance. The father says, remember me in the home. I only come here temporarily. Your intellect should remain stable in remembrance of Baba in the land of peace. You also have to claim your inheritance of the home. That is the home of souls, and this is the home of living beings. Don't forget your home, and don't forget the Father. It is only by remembering the Father that you will become pure and return home. By imbibing this knowledge, you will then go and rule the kingdom in the new world. Continue to show the path to as many others as possible. Always see the Father. You know what the Father did. He gave everything to the mothers. That one gave the direction to use everything to serve the mothers. When others saw this one, they followed him and surrendered themselves. However, they should have been able to stay here too. According to the drama, the furnace also had to be created. There was partition between Pakistan and Hindustan. Your furnace first began in Pakistan. You crossed the river. Look what they have written in the scriptures. You listen to all of this in a practical way now, and you will hear it again after a cycle. The father says, now hear no evil. You may carry on with your business, etc., but hear no evil. The father says, take Srimat for everything. Baba, what should I do in this situation? Baba will then tell you everything. If you want to ask anything, just come to Baba. Why are you afraid? You should ask Baba at every step. By following Srimat, you earn multi-millions at every step. You earn multi-millions with every second that passes. You earn so much wealth. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to be threaded in the Rosary of Victory, make full effort to become detached from your body. Continue to renounce body consciousness. Remove this world from your intellect. 2. Don't have too much greed for wealth. Don't think about anything other than remembrance of the Father. Never sulk with the Father or this study. Blessing. May you have a combined form and with the awareness of being the Master, experience being the highest authority. First of all, keep your combined form of the body and the soul in your awareness. The body is the creation and the soul is the creator. By having this, you will automatically have the awareness of being the Master. With the awareness of being the Master, you will experience yourself to be the highest authority. You will be the one making the body function. Secondly, with the awareness of the combined form of the Father and the Child, Shiv Shakti, you will be able to overcome any obstacles of Maya with your authority. Slogan. Merge all of the expansion in a second and experience the essence of this knowledge and give others that experience. Abhyakt signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. You can absolve sins and become a destroyer of sins when your remembrance is volcanic. The powerless stage of all souls will then be finished with this remembrance. For this, you have to remain combined with the Father at every second and in every breath. At no moment should you have ordinary remembrance. Make your form of love be combined with power. Om Shanti.